Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Distressed sales fall to a 9-year low. We'll talk with Darren Blomquist about a new housing report.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. One thing that you can say about the housing market was that 2016 was a seller's market. Adam Data Solutions reports that last year, distressed sales, those are bank-owned sales, short sales, or foreclosure auctions sold to third-party buyers, fell to the lowest level in 9 years. Meantime, home sellers enjoyed their biggest annual profits since 2007. Let's talk about the report with Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President at Adam Data Solutions. First of all, Darren, what percentage of home sales were distressed sales last year?
Well, we show in 2016, 16.2% of all home sales, single-family homes and condos, were what we classify as distressed sales, meaning they were either sold by the bank who foreclosed, they were sold as short sales by the homeowner for less than what was owed to the bank, or they actually sold at the foreclosure auction, which is on the courthouse steps, to a third-party investor. That 16.2%, it may sound like quite a bit. It is still double digits. It's still elevated compared to what we were seeing prior to the Great Recession, but it is the lowest we've seen in 9 years, the lowest since 2007.
So 16.2%, that's down from 18.8% for all sales in 2015.
That's right. And at the peak, just put it in context, at the peak of the housing crisis, we saw as many as 42% back in 2009, 42% of all sales in 2009, getting close to 50%, were distressed sales.
Wow, that is high. This survey covered nearly 200 major metro areas, didn't it? Which areas had the highest share of distressed sales?
The highest share absolutely across the country was in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where we are seeing almost close to those peak levels nationwide in Atlantic City. 44% of all sales during the year were one of these three types of distressed sales in Atlantic City. Number two was Hagerstown, Maryland, with 33%. Rockford, Illinois, Montgomery, Alabama, both had 29% distressed sales. And then rounding out the top five was Baltimore, with 28% of all sales being distressed sales. So still twice, basically nearly twice the national average.
Darren, the report found that home sellers last year realized the biggest average profits since 2007. What was the average home price gain since purchase?
Yeah, this is kind of the opposite side of the coin from the distressed market, where because of the rapid rise in home prices over the last few years, we're seeing the people who sold their homes in 2016 on average gained over $38,000 since they purchased the property. And that's the highest gain for home sellers, average gain that we've seen also in 9 years, going back to 2007. And of course, but in fact, during the recession and the housing downturn, we were actually seeing seven straight years where people who were selling their homes were actually selling on average for less than they were buying for. And so this $38,000 profit basically is welcome news for sellers, and that translated into a 21% gain over the purchase price for these home sellers.
How many areas reached new all-time home price peaks last year?
Well, the markets that we looked at, 44%, and this was looking at metro areas across the country, 44% of them, which translates into 89 of those of the 201 metro areas that we looked at, reached new all-time price highs during the year. Some of the ones that stood out were Dallas, Texas, Houston, Atlanta, Boston, San Francisco, but there were many others. It was very common to see new home price highs in many markets across the country.
I'm speaking with Darren Blomquist of Adam Data Solutions, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm talking with Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President of Adam Data Solutions. Moving on in the survey, Darren, the share of homes at foreclosure auction going to third-party buyers hit a record high last year. Isn't that good news, since it means fewer of these homes go back to the foreclosing lender?
It does. I mean, it's another evidence that this is a very booming real estate market. Even these properties, these distressed properties selling on the courthouse steps, there's high demand for them, much higher demand. We're showing that 29% of these properties that are going to auction actually are going to these investors or third-party buyers rather than going back to the bank. And, yeah, that's evidence that there's this demand for those properties. And it's also helping drive up the price at those sales. In some cases, one of the things we're hearing about more and more is prices are being driven up so much, in, at least in certain markets at these auction, foreclosure auctions, that the homeowner, there's a surplus at the end of the day beyond what's just owed to the bank. And so in that case, the homeowner who was in default ends up walking away with potentially, and again, this is not necessarily happening extremely commonly, but in some cases, the homeowner can walk away with something to show for that sale at the even though it's they're losing the home to foreclosure. If there's a surplus, they can walk away with that after the foreclosure auction.
Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President at Adam Data Solutions, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.